Hello and welcome to episode 78 of the Beyond the Self podcast. I am your host, Africa, and today we're talking about something that is very raw, something that I'm experiencing in real time, or at least a part of me believes that she's experiencing this in real time. So I feel a little bit tender, but I also feel very, very inspired. I actually feel motivated. A part of me still does feel low, and I'll go into detail. But the kind of detail that I will be going into is not the detail of telling you exactly what it is that I'm going through right now or experiencing, but rather the very useful insights that I can see quite clearly, especially that I've had a chance to sleep on everything. I can see it very clearly, and I think it would be very useful for both you and I for me to channel from this place. But before we get into all of that, have you bought my book? If you're listening to this in the future meaning after May the 14th, then you can walk into a store, go to one of your independent bookstores, and you can buy my book, The Third Perspective, Brave Expression in the Age of Intolerance. But if you're listening to this before May the 14th, please do pre-order my book. It makes a very, very big difference for especially first-time authors, because it determines how many books go to print, the kind of media and fanfare that's going to be around the book. So it really, really does make all the difference, and it's something that I greatly, greatly appreciate. And no money is taken from your account until publication. So if finances are an issue for you right now and you're thinking, but I can't even afford a book right now, well, you can pre-order and then you can pay for it in a month or two. I was debating very, very briefly. It was a very brief debate with the self about whether I wanted to talk about this or not. But I thought, yeah, I actually do. I actually do, because I felt probably for a few hours yesterday, I felt so down about the entire thing. So something that had been confirmed, and the confirmation that I had received was a very firm, yes, absolutely, we are going to do this. It's something that's actually been in talks for about a year for me to do this thing. And so it was a very full on yes. There was no part of me that thought maybe this is not going to happen at all. And then I received an email yesterday afternoon, and it just threw me out of my center completely. So the email was pretty much along the lines of, after giving this much thought, as in the thing that I was going to do, and I'm being vague about this intentionally, because I don't feel it necessary to share the detail, because whether you would have experienced this similar thing or not, rejection is all the same. Okay, and we'll get into the specifics of that. But I just felt it threw me out of my center completely. And the email was just saying, after giving it much thought, it doesn't feel like now is the right time for us to go ahead and do this for these reasons. And I completely understood the reasons. They were business reasons. I understood the reasons for it, but it still felt so painful. And there were so many layers to this, because it's in connection with someone that I have a personal relationship with, and someone that I just love and appreciate so much, someone that I know I'm going to know and work with for a very, very long time. But it just felt really hard. It just felt really hard to hear, because it didn't feel like a postponing of the thing that we were supposed to do. It felt like a attack to the self, to myself. It felt like an attack to the ego. And I cried about it, as in actually cried. I felt so frustrated. I also felt kind of embarrassed as well. I felt embarrassed because of how excited I had been, And I'm so compassionate with that part of myself. And I'm so glad that I felt that, because I like those really unintellectualized human primal feelings, whether they are feelings of elation, joy, or feelings of just sadness and disappointment and frustration and anger and shame or embarrassment or whatever it might be. But for me specifically, yesterday when I received the news, it took me kind of like a moment to really just register what I was reading. And I read it a few times. And then I could see myself going into solution mode, kind of being like, okay, well, if it can't happen, then we can do this, and then I can do that. I'll just need to redirect. And that's all fine. That's all well and good. And we are going to talk about that, because I want to give you some tangible solution-based tools that you can use. But in doing that, in trying to go into that space immediately of solution, okay, how do we... which has its place, I was blocking the very real feelings that were trying to come through. Tears were trying to come through, and they eventually did. Sadness was trying to come through, and it was trying to be felt and to be held. And I actually had a really beautiful moment with myself where I just allowed myself to be upset. I just allowed for myself to cry. I allowed for myself to be held by myself. And it was, it really crushed me. It really crushed me. And I remember thinking later, or even initially when I could feel that sadness trying to come through, I remember thinking, objectively speaking, this is not the end of the world. If this thing doesn't happen, it really is not the end of the world. But again, it just felt like such a drop, you know, from that sense of safety that I had felt from the confirmation. And because there was not even a grain of doubt, maybe I did have times where I thought before, maybe we'll end up rescheduling because that's something that had happened before. But I hadn't felt doubt in that it's not going to happen, or doubt in that what I am putting forward and what I want to do is not going to be right for it. There was never any question around whether this was going to be right or not. And then suddenly yesterday, I was kind of just hit with so many different things around, was there something wrong with what I put forward? Is it just so much mind chatter, which, because I know my mind well enough, and I know, I mean, everything that I speak about with you, I practice, and I deeply understand the human experience, you know, not all of it by any means, but I deeply understand it, especially my own human experience. So I didn't buy into any of those thoughts, but it was so interesting, the things that suddenly came to mind. So the definition of rejection, because if you've been here for even 5 minutes, you will know that at times I like to give very specific definitions of the thing that we're talking about. So by definition, rejection is the dismissing or refusing of a proposal, idea, etc. Okay? And for me, again, I have to realize that my mind had decided that it was already done, that it was already mine, that the thing that was agreed upon was, there was no way that it was not going to happen, you know. So I had my expectations at 100%. And I think there's something to be said for accepting that, yes, this thing, we've spoken about it happening and it might happen, but kind of holding that loosely in a healthy way. And I don't think I did that fully with this situation, because I have a personal relationship with the person involved. So that was definitely, definitely a big learning for me. But there were also so many other learnings, not learnings that I received overnight, but learnings that I'm very familiar with when it comes to rejection. And it's not a conversation that you and I have had, actually. So I just wanted to put forward some specific things around my own experience, but things that could be really helpful for you if you ever find yourself dealing with rejection, if you're dealing with it right now. I just think a lot of these things will be very useful. So the first thing that I came to realize, and I'm really sitting in right now, is that rejection absolutely should be viewed as a form of feedback, all right? It is not a measure of your worth. This rejection that I'm experiencing right now, or the perception of rejection, because when you really look at it in its bare bones, it's just like a, actually, we've looked at everything and it's just not the right time right now. We can do it in the future and we can support you in these other ways, but this is just not going to be the right way that we can do it right now. Okay. But it's not a measure of my worth. I am not being told that I'm useless. I am not being told that I'm not good enough. I am not being told that my ideas are fucking shit and I have nothing useful to say or whatever. That's not what is happening here, but that's how it can feel. And what I wanted to do in sitting down today was to record the truth of this experience in real time without over intellectualizing it. What I'm going to put forward are some intellectual things, but I'm so glad that I've just spoken about what it actually felt like yesterday. And I still have remnants of that. I'll have moments where it suddenly hits me like, oh, that thing is not happening. That thing that I was really looking forward to is just no longer happening right now, full stop. And so there's a very real tender experience that I'm having right now, but I am finding it so useful to remember that this feedback is a form of, this rejection rather, is a form of feedback, and it's not a measure of my worth. And it's actually giving me insights into the area that I need to improve, and not improvement in that there's anything that I need to do for that person or for those people involved, but actually, if I'm to be completely honest with myself, a big part of me relied in this thing that was supposed to go ahead being kind of like a vital piece of my entire goal. Okay. And again, I know I'm being vague, but you're just going to have to deal with it because I can't give you specifics today. All right. But basically, I have a very big goal and things that I'm doing, especially with the book right now and huge promotional things that I'm doing and all of that stuff. So I have very specific goals and I don't have much time at all. So everything that is being confirmed right now, every yes that I'm guessing, every yes that I'm giving, it means something. It means something because it involves my time, it involves money, it involves mental capacity, it involves so many other things. So this specific thing that was supposed to go ahead would have taken a lot off my plate in terms of what I need to do. But it meant that I was probably then just a little bit lax about things. Maybe. This is a possibility. It's not the entirety of it, but it is a possibility. So what this has taught me is that actually, this allows for me to redirect my energy and it can give me a chance to refine and to actually evolve what my strategy was, what my existing strategy was. Because if there's one thing I never want to do is to rely on other people for me to be successful in whatever that goal is, all right? Other people, sure, will inevitably be involved because I am an entrepreneur. I'm in the world of business. I work with other people. I'm working with other people's time, schedule, values, teams, whatever it might be. And there will be moments of conflict. There will be moments in terms of conflict. When I say conflict, I mean things conflicting, things not working out, or a conflict of values, depending on what the individual goals are, blah, blah, blah. I get all of that. But yeah, this gives me a chance to refine and to evolve and to make sure that I'm not relying on anything external for me to actually meet my goals and to make sure that I have a plan B, that I have a plan C, that I'm thinking about these things proactively. Which ties on to the second thing, which is resilience building. I always want to make sure that I'm cultivating resilience, right? And experiencing rejection in general, whether it's a romantic rejection, a familial rejection, a platonic rejection, a rejection of any kind, it can really strengthen your resilience if you allow it to, okay? If you allow yourself to actually cope with setbacks and to still fucking persist, you can become a very, very resilient person. So the motivation that I spoke about earlier and the inspiration that I feel is because I'm really realizing in real time, and I haven't had a setback in a while. And I think the way my mind works, to be honest, I have had setbacks, but my mind works in that way that I put forward earlier of going straight into solution mode. I know what I can do. I know I can move things around here, there, and blah, blah, blah. But I needed to feel this rejection differently without immediately going into that mode, because it's really allowing for me to, again, cultivate that resilience, which is a very critical component when it comes to developing grit and determination. So for me, even as I talk about this in this way, this is so cathartic and therapeutic, and it's helping me to regain perspective and to not personalize things so much. And third thing that I wrote down here was it's an opportunity for self-reflection. So rejection, whatever rejection you might be going through or have gone through before, take a moment to pause and to reflect on your personal goals, on your values, and on your strategies. And when you re-evaluate that path, it can actually lead you to something even more fulfilling. Because I'm finding myself, even though it's been less than 24 hours, I'm finding myself starting to think in a way that is so creative, in a way that is really out of the box, looking at things that I hadn't looked at before. So revisit your personal goals, revisit your strategies, and just course correct. Number four, it can be a motivation to progress, okay? Rejection can serve as a powerful motivator. I did an episode on envy being a powerful motivator. Well, rejection can also do that for you. For me, and again, this is something that I'm feeling in real time just by speaking about it. It's giving me a sense of purpose. It's giving me a sense of drive. And I can see that it's going to allow for me to go beyond my previous limitations, even limitations that I didn't realize I had, right? And I'm very excited about that. I'm going to spend the day actually really exploring this and realizing that this thing is no longer happening and just energetically accepting it, not holding any resentment or any frustration or whatever it might be. I've expressed my frustration and I've done it in a respectful way and I've expressed it to myself. I do need to share it I do need to share it with my loved ones though, because I haven't shared it with anyone else. But after this, I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it with the person that I love the most, with the person that always cheerleads me and supports me. And I'm going to allow for myself to be held by them. And yeah, this is very important. And it ties to that renewed sense of purpose that I really do feel. And I do think that it's going to help me break out of any previous limitations that I might not have even seen otherwise. And also, this is enhancing my creativity. So rejection can really do that for you. I just pretty much said it a couple of minutes ago, but overcoming this rejection, I can really see how this is going to lead me to creative problem solving and to innovation as well, because it forces me, and I love this, it forces me to think outside of the box, or as I say, think as if there was never a box to begin with. And I want this to redirect me. Let your rejection truly be a redirection. Let it be a redirection. And don't be redirected with resentment, with shame, with frustration, or shaming your past self, or wishing that you could have done things differently, or just all of these useless things that don't change anything in real time, all right? Redirect yourself from that place of inspiration and motivation and resilience and being like, you know what? That was fucking upsetting. That was a blow, okay? That was a very big unexpected setback, or maybe it was just embarrassing, right? But I get to move on. I get to move on from that. I get to be creative. I get to think like there is no fucking box. So I find that exciting too. And another one, which is a little bit similar to something that I was saying around looking at your, well, revisiting rather your personal goals and that kind of thing, is realignment with your core values. Because every now and again, and no, it's just what you need to ask yourself, is this really me? Is this really what I want right now? Is this really what I needed right now? Was I playing it way too safe by thinking this is what I needed, or that this was the thing that I needed to rely on? And it's a chance to make sure that what you're chasing or what you're aiming for actually matters to you, not just what you think should matter. Okay? And then the next one is a cultivation of patience. Rejection teaches patience. Rejection teaches patience. Success, and I've truly learned this time and time and time again, success really does require persistence through numerous rejections. Regardless of what level you get to, you will face rejection. And it teaches you that sometimes you just have to hang on in there, all right? Hang on in there a little bit longer so that the right opportunity can come along. You still have to be proactive. It's not just about waiting, 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 forever in waiting. You have to be proactive, but you also have to be patient. Last thing that I will say around this is normalize setbacks, all right? You are not above setbacks. I am not above setbacks. Even the biggest person, most successful person you can imagine, they are not above rejection. They are not above setbacks. They are not above a blow to the ego. And it's what I experienced yesterday. I'm experiencing a little bit of that now. There is a bit of an ego death that is taking place, and I welcome it. I really do welcome it, because, ooh, I want to reduce my fear of failure, okay? I want to find it easier to take risks, and I want to go for my ambitious goals without constantly being afraid that it might not work out. That is the name of the game. Whether you're an entrepreneur or not, whether you're a student, a parent, a teacher, whatever it is you do, as long as you're a human being, setbacks are normal. Rejection is normal. Don't allow those strong egoic feelings to make you think that you are above it, because you are absolutely not. And when we understand these aspects of rejection, we can actually transform it from a source of pain into a really fucking powerful tool. Into a really, really powerful tool, not only for your professional development, but for you as a person. So I really wanted to put forward this episode, and I'm glad that I experienced what I did and that I allowed myself to lead with courage and to sit here today in my robe with my mushroom tea, which I'm going to take a sip of. Ooh. I'm drinking reishi, which is very bitter, but so beautiful and so good for you. It's one of those things where you think the more bitter something tastes, that is probably healthy and good for you in some way. But reishi is very good, very grounding, and it's mixed with cordyceps. And I bought it from my Dirty family. By Dirty, that's the name of the brand, Dirty. And they do mushroom teas, and they're so, so beautiful, so beautiful. But we are not above setbacks. I'm so glad that I sat and recorded this. Now I'm about to get ready so I can head to my clients. She's doing a cacao ritual. Her name is Caro Gomez. I've spoken about her before. She's a brilliant, brilliant educator and just a fabulous, wild woman who you absolutely need to get to know. Her name is Caro Gomez. So I'm about to head to hers. She's hosting a group of us. And yeah, it's going to be a good day for me to kind of channel this energy, move this energy around, just feel free in my mind, free in my body, clear what I don't need out, and let in some really useful, creative, abundant, resilient energy. So I hope that this episode helped you. Share it with someone, share it with a friend, a family member, your audience, your partner. We're all going to experience rejection in one way or another at some point in time. But we tend to go into silence and to just not share these things with people. So I'm very proud of myself for documenting this. And I really, really hope that you continue these conversations. If anything resonates, you can send me an email, hello@africabrick.com, or you can send me a DM on social media. And if you're on Instagram, please make sure that you join my broadcast community. It's the Third Perspective Brave community. If you go on my profile, just under the link in bio, you'll be able to see it. I set us a weekly dare, a weekly challenge every single week without fail. And it's a place where we can get really, really practical with all of these teachings that I put forward. They're not just supposed to be theory and information and nice to haves, you know, just podcast hopping from one place to another, book to book, without applying things. No. So this community, which is a testing ground for a bigger, more interactive community that I want to launch later in the year. Join me there. And yeah, join us in the weekly dare. This week is about having a difficult conversation that you have been avoiding and you have until Sunday. I'll be checking in on you. But yes, rate and review this podcast. Leave a review. I love, love seeing what your experience of this is. And the social proof really does make a difference. For you, it's just one little button click to follow, to rate. But for me, it really means a great deal because I just sit here by myself at the table recording this into a microphone. So when I see people respond in some kind of way, it just allows for me to remember that, oh shit, thousands of people are listening to this and getting value from it. So I appreciate it. Anyway, let me run and get ready so I can go have some cacao, be with some incredible people, and I will see you in the next episode.